It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. It's the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. I'm Ray Adams with you all hour. Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, is with us all hour. And I've got a very special guest later in the show because we have some very, very special events happening in the Phoenix, Arizona area. But I got to tell you, it is nationwide. It's global. What you can do to be a part of it. There's an auction going on. We're helping young ladies go from high school to college with scholarships through the Maryland Smith Foundation. It's called Golf It Forward, golfitforward.org. And I have to thank Ashworth Golf Apparel. You want to go to ashworthgolf.com. You want to wear the most beautiful, usable, wearable, playable apparel that then looks fabulous for whatever you're doing after your golf round. That's right. Around the club, around the house, around the restaurants. Whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, you want to be in Ashworth Golf Apparel. Because why? Well, you know why. When you wear Ashworth Golf Apparel, you're wearing a part of golf history. AshworthGolf.com. And the Tally Tumbler, my gosh, they gave away their Masters stainless steel thermos mug. And they've got so many colors and different sizes and accessories and everything you can think of. You want to get to tallytumbler.com. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't thank Tour Edge at touredgegolf.com. They have the exotics. They've got the hot launches. They've got clubs for beginner golfers, both men and women. They've got putters. They've got the new bags, which are gorgeous. They're very cool. They've got everything, and under their new look, their new logo, their new branding, it's touredge.com, and you want to go there. And the last one I want to thank right now so much is Squares Golf Shoes. They've got all the lady shoes for 2026. They've got the men's shoes. They've got everything going on, and baseball shoes and pickleball shoes, and get to squares.com. You're going to find out what I'm talking about. And very soon you're going to be getting an email from me along with 250,000 others. If you want to be in my email list, you have to write to me. I wouldn't know you any other way. Write Golf Adams, one word, Golf Adams at MSN.com. And I'll put you in my email list. We've got a spring golf product guide going out very, very soon. Well, this week. And we're going to get that out with a lot of cool products from the PGA Merchandise Show and more. All right, here he is right now. He's Mr. Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional. Craig, you're a lifer. And the PGA of America has 30,000 plus PGA professionals like you. I don't know how many are lifers. Probably about, well, as old as you are, I would guess. 10,
not many, 4 or 5, probably
4 or 5, maybe 10 or 20. Craig Renshaw is a lot younger than I am, folks, and he does not have grandchildren, and I have 10, so we'll leave it at that, right? But when you have 3 daughters and a son and you do it very, 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 very young, like 20 years old, young Craig, you get them. And I've got some great, great, great kids and grandkids. Why do I say that on a golf show? Because I love them to pieces, and I've already been on the phone with them. They're doing a wonderful major. You call it a major, all the golf majors, the 4 of them. Well, they're doing a major, favor today for a friend. And, that's how they are. Forgive me. I've got some allergies going, but we're all doing great. Don't forget these shows are on the Golf News Net, golfnewsnet.com. Ryan Ballingy, who does such an amazing job. And Ryan, thank you so much for what you do. Craig, Matt Fitzpatrick decided to go ahead and beat up on Scottie Scheffler. I'm teasing, of course, but Fitz wins in the playoff. Tell us about it.
Well, I think Matthew is he won the Open a few years ago, and he's starting to, he's in a pretty good place right now, I would say, golf wise and swing wise and what he's doing. And in certain ways, I think he's living up to his his potential right now. Is that I think this is what was expected of him, and he's at the age 31 right now, so he's in his prime. Of playing really good golf and being in contention quite a bit. It's been 4 years since he won the Open, but he's got 14, 15 wins. But I think this is what people have expected him to do now, Ray, and be in contention more and win a little bit more. And I think he's comfortable with it, and he's always been a heck of a ball striker. He hit some great shots. That's a golf course that I think I texted you the other day, or a friend of mine, that that's a golf course that Scotty should play well on, is at Harbortown and at the RBC. Well, that's a golf course that fits Matthew very well too, and he's won it 2 times now, and both in playoffs. So that golf course suits his eye. He's already got the tartan jacket, and now he's got another one. It's good to see. I like his personality. I like the way he comes off. I like how diligent he is with his books and his yardage and what he keep. I there's a lot to like about Matthew Fitzpatrick.
There is a lot to like. I think he's a wonderful young Englishman, and he's one of many. I mean, these guys grow up playing match play golf. They play a lot of junior golf, and well, they play a lot of golf, period, like our American guys do, and the ladies do too. But they just have a different look at the game. I think they look at the game differently than we do. What do you make of that? Is that an accurate statement? Do they think of golf differently than we do?
Yes, because their golf courses are different. The weather is different. They don't. They play in a. If you're a European golfer, you definitely play in the rain more, because they don't get the lightning. If you're an American player, you typically have more lightning to deal with, so you don't play in the rain as much. So the golf courses are definitely. They're not as much carry. They're definitely more roll over there. The conditions are different. So and grasses are different. Countries are much closer, so you travel a lot differently. It's overall just a totally different experience. And so, I think it definitely changes your perception and how you look at golf and how you play it. And it gives, I think it's great to be able to see something that, Scotty and him, they definitely approach that hole quite a bit differently. I watched the playoff yesterday, and it was interesting of the clubs that they were hitting off the tee, and both of them hit these big, I would say they were slices because they were moving 40 yards to the right. I don't remember people playing that hole that way. Maybe it was because there's quite a bit of wind coming from the ocean, but boy, I don't remember them, a lot of people trying to play that hole 40, 50 yards a slice in the
Right.
past.
Yeah. No, I saw that. And this is such a famous golf course. It's iconic. The Heritage is such a wonderful golf tournament. But when you look at it, to come in with a playoff like that, Scheffler has come up a buck short so many times, including last week at the Masters. Is Scheffler struggling to close, or is he just, he shot four under.
I think it, you could say that, Ray. I think that would be incorrect, but my perspective is I think it shows people how hard it is to win out there, Ray.
But he's made it look so easy, Craig, for the
Exactly.
last 4 years.
Exactly. And maybe this year he wins 3 times instead of what he won last year, 7 or 8, and he's got 5 or 6 seconds. I mean, he is putting it, he has a very much like Tiger Woods approach. He wants to put himself in position. And I watched a little bit of his press conference yesterday. He's in a really good place mentally right now.
Yes, he is.
You know, he had, and it doesn't look like it's for show. He's like, I do it a lot of good things here. I pulled this from last week. I'm doing this well. I'm doing, and he's like, you know, could I have won it? Probably. Am I disappointed? Yeah. But am I upset? No. He goes, I'm doing a lot of really good things right now, which, in my opinion, if the brakes start going a little his way, watch out, people, because we got an open coming up. We got a lot of stuff coming up here that I don't know.
Well,
I'd want him fine-tuning it.
and we talked about it, you know, but for a roll of the ball, but for a small shot, but for a putt, 4 inches or 40 feet, he wins the golf tournament. And it was the same thing at the Masters. And this is where Brandel Chamblee and I agree. And Brandel and I know each other for many long years. And I like Brandel. He's a wonderful guy, wonderful wife. They're such a great pair. And I agree with Brandel a lot. I don't agree with some things along the way, but I do agree that it's a turn of the ball, a rub of the green, and you're just as lucky as you could possibly be. I think Matt Fitzpatrick was lucky. I think Scotty was unlucky. And I think we have a champion at the Heritage in a playoff that I think is a great champion. Love Matt Fitzpatrick. Not worried about Scotty Scheffler. He can pay the light bill until the next century, right, Craig?
Well, you know, and Matthew has a comfort level, I think, of playing with Scotty. I mean, he beat Scotty for his US Open title by one stroke, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they probably play well together. You know, they seem like they don't tense each other's up when they have to play with each other or anything like that. So, I mean, there's a comfort level, and Matthew's very comfortable in that situation. He knows he's playing with the number one golfer in the world, and doesn't bother him. I mean, that shot he hit in the playoff from, what did they say, 210 yards or whatever that 4 iron is that he hit? I mean, what a great golf shot. You won't ever see a better golf shot than that under those
No,
conditions. I don't care if it's
no,
a major or a Ryder Cup, you will never find a better struck iron than that.
no, no. And I mean, these guys are so good, and the ladies too. By the way, just an update, Dr. Bob Denny is going to be joining us here in just a few moments. Later in the show, Debbie Waitkus from Golf for Cause will join us. Craig Renshaw is here with us. Craig, why is Chamblee upset with Jon Rahm? And if you don't know, Dr. Bob Denny is joining us right this minute, and maybe he knows, and he'll have a Heritage thought. But here comes Bob. But what's going on? I mean, why are we upset with Jon Rahm?
Well, Brandel has an issue with any PGA Tour player that went to LIV. And this may come back to fruition if LIV does go bye-bye and all these players have to come back and they have to grovel and pay all this money or whatever happened. But Brandel has it out for Rahm, and he saw Rahm as ruining his life by going to LIV. So anything that Jon Rahm does, he hasn't liked the 3 rounds. Now there are 4 rounds. He thinks that it's mediocre competition and that it doesn't prepare the best in the world to play on the PGA Tour and, you know, all that. So, right or wrong, Brandel doesn't like anything that anybody does on LIV. And he's going to go down swinging there that way, and that's great. But John is his biggest, I would say, person he picks on. And that's because he thought John had a chance to become one of the all-time greats on the PGA Tour. He still may end up doing that. But he thought it was, you know, he was risking everything to do that. And, you know, who am I to say? But I just don't feel that way about the guys that went to LIV. So, you know, our opinions differ for that.
I don't either. Dr. Bob Denny is joining us. Hi, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Fine. Glad to be with you finally.
Well, we're talking about the Heritage leaderboard and the playoff with Fitzpatrick and Scheffler. That Scheffler comes up again, a penny short, just a penny, but he's right there. And goodness gracious, if he's tuning up, get out of the way. I think he could win three majors. He could win the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. I think he could do it. Now, will he do it? No, probably not. That would be astounding. But I do believe, here's where I'm going. I think Scottie Scheffler wins the U.S. Open because it's the hardest golf tournament on the earth to win. I think Fitzpatrick or Rory wins the Open. And I think Cam Young wins the PGA Championship. Now you tell me where I'm going wrong, Dr. Bob.
Well, that's nice that you got them all tailored made now for the rest of the year.
I got it figured out.
Yes, yeah.
I figured it out.
Yeah. I will say this that
Do you like my choices or am I way off base?
I like the European Ryder Cup choices playing on our American soil and how well comfortable they are. Rory calls the Augusta his home course. Matt Fitzpatrick says it's he just feels at home and tremendous. He loves the course at RBC Heritage. And that is, goes back to what Craig is, and I have talked about in the
Well,
past. Familiarity breeds the best comfort zones. And that's what I like about it. Their consistent play is amazing. The Matt Fitzpatricks, the Tyrrell Hattons, the Rory McIlroys, they're all playing very, very solid golf in the toughest in some of the toughest courses. And that goes back where you can't pinpoint a time and place for a winner of a major, even when Tiger was in his prime. There was people challenging, obviously. But I just feel that the European talent now on our soil is being sh comes to the forefront. They're showing how strong they are, Ray.
well, and they come in with a tremendous amount of confidence, Craig, because of the last two Ryder Cups. What do you think?
There's definitely some of that. A lot of these best players that are over here now too, they're playing college golf over here. So before they turn professional, so they're getting comfortable in the United States, then they're playing more golf over here. They're playing a lot more golf over here, so they're more comfortable than Seve, Nick, and all those guys were back 30 years ago. The only time we really saw a lot of those guys was playing in the majors, and now they're over here full time and doing a lot of stuff. So they get comfortable out here, and and you can just see good golf is very, very common then.
Well, a great playoff. Fitzpatrick comes on top, so the Heritage is in the books. He wins it again, and I think Matt Fitzpatrick goes on and does great things. I could see him winning another major, as I mentioned. And hey, why not? Well, no one else can win the Masters. I was going to say Matt, I think, is doable for the Masters, but no, nobody else can win the Masters because who said that Rory will never lose another one, Bob?
Fred Couples. And Fred's the
Yeah.
man that his career at the Masters goes back to that ball that didn't go in the water on 12. It just s nestled in the grass.
Rory
Well,
will.
they said that about Tiger too.
Well, he hung around while Koepka and not Eduardo, who is it, Bob? The other one, lost the Masters by hitting the dingum tree.
Eduardo Roman Molinari,
Molinari,
Francesco.
Francesca Molinari, he
Yeah.
lost the Masters. Brooks lost the Masters. Tiger's hung around and won it. I mean, if either one of those guys hit the green, they win.
Right.
But we can go back and chew around on that. It's like a piece of meat. The more you chew on it, the bigger it gets. We don't care. But yeah, Brandel just doesn't like anything live. So now the public investment fund, Bob, bring us up to speed. What happened in New York? Where are we right now? Because Mexico finished, Rom wins millions, and he has done very well. Mickelson got all of his gambling losses back. What did he sign for? A few hundred million. And we could go down the line. There's articles and information and data about what golfers signed for what amount. Pat Perez is back playing on the PGA Tour now. He's in a champions mode. He got paid millions, and it's one of these situations where even if they go away, a lot of golfers made a lot of money. Bob, you first.
Well, the news that comes out of of New York and covered by the New York Times and other people who know how to cover business and do it well, saying there's funding uncertainty at this moment. And there was a public relations statement from the CEO of LIV saying, we're good, we're up, that we're full throttle for throughout this season. Well, yes, you're full throttle for this season. What does it say about the following season? So the public investment fund information that is seeping out is that they're taking another look at where they're putting their money, and it's not going to be necessarily into the commercial sports that were notable. They've sold a soccer team, and they just have a different way to advance and where they want to move that $1 trillion investment at this moment. But the purpose of the whole thing is they're up and running, they're playing golf. We're getting reprimanded as a member of the media by David Faraday, saying that we aren't doing our job of keeping track of what's going on. Well, we can only keep track of what's
David
coming on when
Faraday?
It's
now, wait a minute. Oh, now, who?
David Faraday made
who?
A statement. David?
Who?
Okay. I
Has
get you.
Has anybody
now.
Ever heard of him, Craig?
I get you. Okay.
I like David Faraday.
Yeah, but he's full of poop. I mean, what is he talking about, Bob? I mean, come on.
Well,
he's all upset that he's not going to get the big salary.
Well, but it's still uncertain. I mean, they probably got a guarantee of they got 5 years that they would fund it. Hopefully they would do this or this. But it doesn't mean that they won't get something next week that says, hey, yeah, we like what we're doing. We're going to fund it for the next 10 years. This is I mean, we don't know.
We don't know, and they never let us know. But you don't meet in New York with all of the big wigs there and say, okay, we're going to fund through 26, and then all of the media goes out like banshees and starts saying that's the end of LIV, including other groups too, Bob.
Yeah.
Ray, let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Do we know that the NFL will be around in 2028?
Yes, we do.
Have they been totally funded by then?
I don't know, but they'll be there.
But we don't know that.
$100 million. But we don't know that it won't rain pigs tomorrow.
Well, but my point is nothing is funded to that point either. Do we know the PGA Tour is funded to 2027?
No, we don't.
Okay, so then what is that's the point that drives me
okay,
crazy.
So you're saying we don't know. Let's not talk about it. Let's find out about it when it happens, and then we deal with it. Is that your position?
Yes. They've admitted that this year is funded. The PGA Tour, this year is funded. Have they admitted that next year on the PGA Tour is funded?
Nope, never seen that.
No, I haven't seen it, but I don't know that we've ever seen that. Have we ever seen it in history?
I want a big news story going out today that the PGA Tour could be gone next year because nothing is confirmed that they are funded.
Right, right. And the big blood, when there's blood in the water, who comes wrapping up to try to snap it and get the first scoop
the
out of it?
Shark.
Right? The shark, that's right. This whole operations of... Strategic Sports Group. Remember that little name? Strategic Sports Group. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They infuse $1.5 billion into Jay Monahan's plan to keep the tour relevant and to relegate anything else that says live on it. They put NIL money in there. They advanced everything. Everything took off because of that $1.5 billion coming in. Well, those people in that SS Strategic Sports Group, which Craig's good point to, they want to see a return on investment. Yep. They haven't come out and said, oh, it's not going to happen. It's going to be wonderful. They have not given a date or a contract. And that's the uncertainty that I think all sports deals with.
Yep. But we don't see any news headlines going, oh, I wonder if the NHL will be here next year. I wonder if the MLB will be here. Nothing is funded to the year prior. Nobody.
But we all know that we're going to have hockey and football and basketball and baseball. We all know we're going to have that, but we don't know that we're going to have this golf. We know we'll have the PGA Tour. No, somebody doesn't stand up one day and say, oh, by the way, we have the money and we're fully funded for next year. That's never happened in the history of the tour, has it, Bob?
They haven't come out and never made an announcement like that.
Nobody's ever made an announcement like that. But we all know we're going to have it. Like we know we're going to have a PGA championship, right, Craig? We know we're having it.
Mm-hmm. We hope.
Yeah. Death, taxes.
Who wins? By the way, let me go back to Craig. Right? Let me go back to Craig. Hang on. Okay. I went way out on a limb, and I'm out here shaking on the limb. Who wins the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open? What do you think, Craig? Or at least the PGA?
Well, that's ironic. Scotty, I mean, Scotty could be a good pick. Matt, I mean, you got Justin Rose. He likes Philadelphia. He won his major there. I mean, there's quite a few guys that are playing well right now. I mean, I could probably pick four or five guys that I'd really like.
Well, Justin Rose would be a wonderful choice. Scotty would be a great choice. We're not going to exclude Matt. He's playing well. But I like Cam Young. I really do.
If anything, it means anything, we have less internationals winning a PGA championship than we do other majors. That's the we've had a
Why?
long list of good PGA
Why?
heritage. Why?
Why?
Pick rough.
A combination of many things. Many things. It used to be just the month of August drained a lot of people from across the sea, and now we're in May, and there's course conditions and familiarity with that kind of conditions. That's all.
I hope the rough is 8 inches and they can't find the ball, Craig.
Well, I don't know what the weather's been like up there. Unfortunately, I haven't reached out to my
Been
friends to see what.
cold, cold.
Well, then the odds are it won't be thick, thick, thick. And that's the advantage of being in May is that you will get more clumpy stuff than you will get consistently that you would have gotten August. I mean, there is changed golf conditions and golf courses as far as what ones we're going to put in there when we move the championship from August to May.
I like wet and clumpy, Bob. It means scar tissue, carnage. I'm looking for some carnage. I'm tired of 20 under and 15 under and 12 under. I mean, I think a major should hover around par, all four of them. Where am I going wrong, Bob?
I think you'll find that at Shinnecock for sure in June. It's one of the toughest layouts ever, and it's had its long history of issues with keeping things fair for golfers. I think you'll find that there. I think that's a perfect golf course for a player like Matthew Fitzpatrick, the way he hits the ball and the iron play he has. And Scotty, obviously, if Scotty's irons come back to normal again and on consistently basis, he will once again putt and feel comfortable. And when he's putting comfortably, he's going to be a contender.
It's funny, we haven't said one word about Rory being a contender, although I bet he's on the leaderboard somewhere around about these tournaments. But is Rory's not this great, great rough player, is he? Because he hits a ball far, but he doesn't hit it on a string like Cam Young does. He's all over the place. If he's in the rough a bunch, he's in trouble at these majors, Craig.
Yeah, and that's, he probably doesn't get the credit for being as creative as he is. But he plays a little more straightforward as far as short game and stuff, but he has his shots, but he doesn't get quite the credibility that other ones did around his short game and stuff like that. He's a favorite every time he enters a tournament.
Sure.
But just like he did for the Augusta, and going up there multiple times, is he putting in similar to go play Aronimink? I don't know.
All right. When we come back, we've got Dr. Bob Denny from the PGA of America, historian emeritus. We've got Craig Renshaw. He's from the PGA of America. He is our illustrious teacher and member and lifer. An analyst, and I can't wait to get back with these two because we're going to look at the ladies and see what's happening over there. By the way, I watched the ladies' European tour and I watched the playoff, a long playoff in depth. What wonderful players they are! I loved watching it, it was so compelling and interesting for me. Now, I'd love to know if you agree with that. You write to me, golfadams@msn.com. And when you do it, you're going to be put on my big, big, big email list. And my spring product guide is going out. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the senior PGA Championship and one Stewart Cink, who I sat next to at a Bible study at Aaron Baddeley's house. And then on another occasion, I sat next to Stewart at Tom Lehman's house. What a great guy. interviewed him at the Schwab Cup Championship. We're going to be back in just a minute. Everybody, just hold on. And I am begging you, pleading with you, don't move, don't quit. Stay with these sponsors. They're going to help your game, and you're going to have a lot of fun listening to just a handful, a small little bunch of sponsor messages that are going to help you. There you go.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams with you, Dr. Bob Denny with you, Craig Renshaw with you. And here in a little bit, Debbie Wakus is going to join us. She's one of the great, great women in golf all over the country. Oh my goodness, what she does and what you're going to hear about in just a little while. Dr. Bob, coming back to you. The senior PGA championship happened, and Stewart Cink, what about this golf major on the senior circuit?
Stewart put on a clinic on final day, shot a 63, wins the senior PGA championship at the Concession Club in Bradenton, Florida, by a grand total of 6 strokes over Ben Crane. And Stewart, who didn't get the U.S. Senior Open because Padraig Harrington beat him in his last time he was in contention for a senior major, proved that he has every bit of game. He looked like the old Stewart Cink you've seen on the regular tour, the way as solid as he has been. So hats off to Stewart for winning his first senior major.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Ben Crane was on my television show. What a nice guy. He's another one of these men of faith on the tour and known as, or was known long ago, Craig, as one of the slowest players on tour. And Ben and I talked about that during his television show and how people didn't really even want to play with him. Craig, you remember that?
Yes, I don't know if he's gotten a whole lot faster or not, Ray. But
I don't know either. I haven't seen or talked to Ben in probably 10 years since he was on the show. But what a nice guy.
Agreed. And I believe he wore one of the he was one of the few guys that wore a one of the big floppy hats, didn't he? Isn't he known for wearing a big floppy hat, kind of like what Kirk Triplett used to wear?
I don't know when he was on the tour he did that because he had a ball cap on when I.
Okay.
You know, when I interviewed him, and I know he didn't have any hair.
Yeah.
But Ben is such a nice guy, and I'm glad to see that he's on the tour. Can't wait to see him, and I'm hoping he qualifies for the Schwabio coming up, the Schwab Cup Championship in November. Of course, we'll be there and filming and everything. But yeah, you know, when you shoot 63 and you win by that many, Bob, you're dominant. You're the dominant person.
I think back to my little nugget here about Sam Snead. Sam Snead won six senior PGA championships, and one of those was in 1973, a mile and a half away from where I'm sitting right now at the old PGA National Golf Club. It's called Ballin Isles Country Club now. And when Sam won it, there was one reporter from the Palm Beach Post who snagged him in the parking lot to talk about it. And
Really?
he won by over six strokes at that time. And Julius Borrell says, "I thought we're all playing pretty good this year. I was four under par, and Sam finished 20 under par. You know, he was just killing him, and it was just amazing that the ability that man had. And that's my nugget of the day. One of the unsung legends we don't hear all the time about is Sam Snead. And
Well,
people they always think about the other guys who have more majors." Sam had so many misses in the US Open, we know that,
yeah.
but he was, in my mind, the greatest natural golfer.
I think he and Tom Pertzer had the most beautiful swings, and I think they were natural. Craig, you're our instructor.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely flowed very similarly to Sam. There's some that do a little more aggressively, but you know, whether it's Fred Couples or Ernie Els or any of those guys that just seem to have rhythm that just flow out of their body, they're fun to watch. And you know, the one thing that I've always done differently is if you can hit the ball a whole lot better than me, I don't care whether it flows or not. If the ball goes where you want it to, that's all that matters.
Well, it really, that is all that matters. I mean, if you can get in the hole, score, and win, nobody
Nobody
cares
cares.
what you look like. Scotty doesn't care, even though he comes out of his shoes on all of his drives and he twists and turns and his feet are all tangled and his legs are tied in a knot, Craig, on those drives, but he gets it done.
Yepper.
I don't know whether we lace up his shoes more or we put him in a pair of squares, Bob. He needs to be in squares golf shoes. Go ahead.
Yep. Certainly those in squares are doing very well on the tour, aren't they, at the moment?
Oh my goodness.
Sepp Straka, and who's our other one that you had?
Well, you had Raton.
Rayton, yes. Sepp is very solid. I like his game. I just wish he was on the US team instead of the European team. He's very solid, and he goes about his business without any, showing emotion. Doesn't show a lot of emotion out there. But I think, but the purpose of what you're talking about, stability. I had a story once from Joanne Carner. She asked Sam. She said, "Sam, I've just watched you hit a couple shots out there, and all of a sudden that ball just fades at about 200 and just comes back in. How do you accomplish that?" And he says, "Well, when you come down at the last minute, I make just a slight little turn with my thumb, and by golly, there it is out there."
My thumb.
That's what Hillbilly Sam was trying to tell
His
Joanne
thumb.
Carner, a Hall of Famer, how he got that deep fade out there.
You know, n a number of years ago, and I'm going back now, I don't remember. You know, the fog of memory and time, Craig. But I had in Carefree a store called the Golfer's Art Gallery. And in that Golfer's Art Gallery, small little shop, was a wonderful collection of golf art, of which I have some of it in my home still. Most of it I sold. One of the things that was there, was Sam Snead. A beautiful piece of art that Leslie B. DeMille, Les DeMille did. One of the DeMille, member of the DeMille family, Les DeMille was considered the greatest pastel artist in the United States, and he was a sculptor. Unbelievable work. Why do I tell you that? Well, because for a week, Sam Snead came in over at Desert Mountain at that major that always was over there for years until it snowed enough in March that they said, okay, we're going to move it, the tradition. And Sam Snead came into town for the senior legends division of that, along with numerous other famous players. And I met them and hung out with them. But Sam and I met, and he asked me to spend a few days with him. What an experience. Unbelievable. What an experience to be with Sam Snead, not for an hour, but for a few days.
Yeah,
The
I don't
things
doubt it.
he said, the stories that he told, amazing. And we had a lot of fun. And he taught me some one-liners that I'll never forget. But what a great time with Sam Snead. All right, Stuart Sink, congratulations. Matt Fitzpatrick, congratulations. Live Golf, John Rahm, congratulations. And now the
Hannah
LPGA.
Green, Hannah Green, Hannah
And the
Green.
LPGA. I'm going to the
Yeah.
LPGA
In
right now,
the
Bob.
playoff.
Yes.
Another one.
Hannah Green won the championship in Eagle in James Eagle Championship. And she was just tremendous. I've watched her win the Women's PGA Championship a few years ago. She is definitely priming herself for another major this year. That's the way I like it. She won in a playoff with a birdie over Koreans Jin Hee Im and Se-young Kim of Korea, and she won it with a final round 68 and that birdie. Hannah of Australia, great player.
You look at the men, and I've said it for years, and they have all this violent move and swing speed and all of that through the ball. And it's difficult to really learn anything unless, of course, you're watching and they go back and they do a slow-mo for you. Okay. Then you might learn something. But Craig, I tell you, these ladies, when I went out to the Ford Championship a few weeks ago, when I watched them on television, I watched this ladies' European tour playoff. It was a long playoff. I watched that. They can chip the ball. My gosh, they know how to pitch and chip. Well, Rory does too. We know that, and all the great players do. But I mean, the ladies, when they swing the club, I can learn. I can see it. I can get it. And this is one reason why I love watching ladies golf. And we've got a lot of it coming up, loads of it. All right, I'm going to introduce somebody right now that everybody knows. She's one of the greatest women in golf around the country. And I say that seriously. Debbie Waitkus has, for so many years, not only been a friend and a colleague, but she has been a force to move women's golf forward, move golf, forget about women, all of golf forward in such a way. And I'm talking about golfitforward.org now. This is the public face of the Marilyn Smith Founders Foundation. And I was at Marilyn's event so many years. They've given millions away to young ladies' scholarships that are going from high school into college. We're doing it again. And Debbie has big events going on and an auction going on. And Craig, say hi to Debbie before. I know Craig has to get off. He's teaching. Craig, say hi to Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Craig, and I've got a former student of yours sitting right here next to me. You're in the wrong state now. I'm sure Jack
Yes.
would say hi to you. Say hi to Craig.
Oh, can we
Hi.
see her? Can we see her?
Hi, Craig.
Pam, well,
Hello.
you
There you go. Hi.
can.
Well, see, Craig, surprises all around.
There you
All
go.
around. That's right.
All right, Craig is running to the tee box. He's got to do some teaching and work. Dr. Bob Denny is with us. And Debbie, the books you've written, the movement that you have taken over from Marilyn Smith, the number of women that have come out of high school and have won a scholarship to be able to fulfill their dream playing golf in college, it's never ending, Debbie.
No, it's never ending, and I have to tell you, it's so joyous. We have just completed our application review cycle for 2026, and this year, for the very first time, because we award so many each year, we award 25 scholarships. We've never interviewed the girls before. We've always just gone off their paper applications and essays and whatnot and
Yeah.
letters of recommendation. And we decided that in order to really feel more connected with these girls, because we do have a community that we stay in touch with afterwards, and
Yeah, they're
they
pearls.
go to different, they're pearls, they go to different events and represent Marilyn's legacy. that we went through the logistics and interviewed 50 girls who were the finalists. And such, I mean, these girls are rock stars, and the ability to really see what makes them tick and have such an even more powerful feeling about who these women are that are the legacy of the founders is just really rewarding.
Debbie, I've got to stop for a moment. Let me interject. Okay. I just want to interject a very quick question. What is the number one overriding decision maker over the years, and especially this year, that you did 50 live interviews? When you look at it, what is the number one overriding decision maker that gets them the scholarship?
Ooh, so first off, these girls already are incredible athletes, incredible students, do community service. Several years back after Marilyn passed, when we were reading the applications, we could tell that girls were just applying for money from anywhere and had no idea what the meaning of the scholarship was. And so we added the requirement that they watch the Founders film and that they answer some questions about how that inspires them, how the founders inspire them. So that's been a big driver. And in our interviews, if the girls really couldn't speak to that, you know, this is such an interesting day where we noticed we had girls who in their essays and their answers were using AI, and not to augment, but to actually answer the questions. And it's like, oh goodness, thank goodness we decided to do interviews so that we could kind of filter through that. That's a little bit of what's going on with our day and age today. But really, if we didn't get it, if we weren't wowed about their inspiration, what the scholarship really meant to them, it was a hard process, and we looked at it was pretty much easy for who we were going to send through, but when you get down to the you know, who you're eliminating, it's really more of looking at who's wowing us and who are we moving forward with. And interestingly, we had active discussions about some of the candidates who were more introverted versus extroverted. And you can't ding someone for being introverted because they still bring it.
Well, no, I'm introverted and people cannot say anything about me about that.
So, but I think, you
Debbie
know,
laughed. Debbie laughed out loud, Bob.
As our community of pearls, as they engage with each other, and what's been fascinating is that the girls who came to Founders Cup and to the LPGA 75th anniversary have all wanted now to get involved and are serving on the Pearl Committee itself.
What's a pearl? Why are they a pearl? What's all that about?
Well, they are a Marilyn Smith scholarship recipient. That makes them a pearl. So they have.
And that's because Marilyn Smith was famous for wearing her pearls.
Well, they named themselves Marilyn's pearls. Yes, they did.
Well, I've got my Marilyn's pearls right over here. I probably ought to wear them.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing some pearls today, too.
Yes, I see that. So you're going to give away 25. Have you given are the 25 been named yet, or?
We haven't announced them. Right now we're confirming that they are playing collegiate golf with their coaches. So there's a little bit of a process.
Are they playing all over the country, or do they?
They're all over the country.
Just anywhere and everywhere.
All over the country.
Wow.
All over the country. Yeah.
Wow.
So that process is going on, and it's pretty joyous. But because these women, they're going to be the future of this organization.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Of course they
you
are.
You know. So and we need that to happen because my hair is already gray. But
no, not Debbie. You're eternally young, like my wonderful wife and Jill and some other great ladies out there, Tina, and I could name several wonderful great women of golf. We could go on and on. Okay, Bob, question for Debbie, because we're going to get to the auction and we're going to get to the event coming up here in a few days, because there's loads happening and Debbie's going to tell us all about it. But do you have a question for it all?
Debbie, I was just thinking, Students today and professors and instructors everywhere are challenged by AI to try to make it a authentic and learning operation rather than a crutch for learning. Am I right that golf is a AI proof? We don't have AI running golf at the moment.
I don't think you're right about that.
I think it's got to be touching everything. I mean, look to the extent that DeChambeau has clubs that are made, you know, by 3D printing. You know,
okay,
it's like,
all right, that's fair.
You know, it's across the board. But if you use it for good, what we walked into, Bob, is that we had a couple of girls who had the same answer on one of the questions, and so. A woman who actually is a Pearl who serves on the evaluation committee plugged into AI the question that we ask, and that's exactly what it spit out. And I thought, you know, sorry, this doesn't quite flow, you know.
Yeah, but I've yet to see AI help you make a 12-foot putt to win a U.S. Open.
Oh well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the actual playing aspect, probably,
yes.
I would say no. What the stuff that you put into your head that might come from a conversation that was AI driven that might help you, that's a whole nother story, but it doesn't help you actually physically execute the shot. So,
all right, Debbie, we got a big event coming. We've got your annual big event coming up.
Yeah, we do.
It's at Kierlin. I can't wait for you to tell us what it is, how the folks can find out more, how the folks can attend, the website, and we got a big auction going on right now. Let's start with the event first.
Okay, so first off, everyone can go to golfitforward.org, and as soon as you get there, you'll see that there is a link for the auction and a link for the Sunday tea if you want to join in. And the event is a pro-am that basically is the largest resource of funds for our scholarships that we do annually. And this year, the honorees for the tournament are Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. We are excited to have a couple of Epson Tour players in the field. Sandra Gall is playing, Mo Martin is playing, Cheyenne Woods is playing. We have, you know, just a stellar cast, and it's really homage to the founders. This will be the Sunday tea is this coming Sunday, the 26th. It will be at Kierland, the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa, and the tournament will be at the Kierland Golf Club on Monday, the 27th. And it's going to be pretty fun filled. We're doing a special spotlight on Louise Suggs, who was very close with Beth Daniel and Meg Mallon. And we're actually launching our ancestry project at the tee, where we have a video that we'll be playing to which will focus around Louise. And the whole effort with the ancestry project is to, you know, look at these women aren't here anymore to tell their stories. So we're trying to capture the stories from those who still are while they are here. And so we can try to keep those memories alive and how to forward their legacies. So
Debbie, I've got
pretty excited about that.
Yes. Debbie, I've got a listener that wants to know, what's the tea?
The Sunday tea is a
that's
gathering.
This Sunday, folks.
It's
and you go
Sunday.
To golfitforward.org to get all signed up. What is the tea? When is it? And what's going on during, what's the schedule of the tea?
Okay, so thank you for that, Ray, and thank you to your listener. It runs from 1 until 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
And there is an expo where we have community partners, a lot of the associations, and Glove It will be there. There are a variety of vendors who will be in the room. And in addition, Jane Crafter will be interviewing Beth and Meg. We'll have some different speakers. We have three Pearls who will be in attendance, so we'll have one or two of them speak. Sandra Gall will speak, and I think
I
just
cannot believe we're going to get Sandra Gall there.
Yeah,
I'm just so excited to say hello to her. She was on my TV show
Number
of years ago, 10 years ago, and she's absolutely fantastic. She's wonderful. What a player in her day. And she's coming to Phoenix, and we get to say hi to Sandra.
We get to say hi. Sandra was a scholarship recipient, and that got her to Florida State University, and it changed the trajectory of her life and her career.
And she and Marilyn had Sundays with Marilyn and Sandra Gal conversation for years and years, 30 seconds. What did they talk about? And then you took that over after Marilyn's passing and you started talking to Sandra on Sundays. What was it all about without divulging anything private? But what was the general gist of those conversations? Life and here's where I am. And Marilyn was kind of a mother figure and you're an aunt figure, maybe. What was the gist of those conversations? Give us a little tiny peek.
I think that, you know, Sandra would call her every Sunday, regardless of where she was in the world. And I think it was a lovely check-in with two dear friends who just made that connection that I think started at Founders Cup with the Perch. And they talked about whatever it was that was on their minds. And very often, you know, Marilyn was checking in with her about her family, her game, and things along those lines. And then when Marilyn passed, Sandra said, well, so who do I call now? Can I call you?
Yes.
And we don't speak every Sunday. We do speak periodically. We text quite frequently.
But she's going to be there.
Yeah, she will be here. And,
okay, so Sunday the 26th of the T, will Sandra be at the T?
Sandra will be at the T.
And oh, I can't
I
wait.
I think for your listeners, those who are in the room, the ability to just have a conversation with them and also to hear some of the stories that you're not going to hear anywhere else is pretty empowering. And just that sense of awe. We're also doing a teacup campaign. We're selling 100 teacups at $50 a piece to try to collectively do a scholarship for 2027. And there are a couple of really nice prizes that we'll do a drawing in addition to getting your teacup.
Wonderful,
So teacup sales are already underway.
Can't wait. I want to be there. Sunday from 1 to 3:30, folks, you got to go. Come on, get to golfitforward.org. I don't know what it costs.
I think it's $40.
It's $40. And there's always goodies.
And there's food and beverage. So.
And there's goodies. Yeah, there's all kinds of wonderful goodies and drinks and what have you. And it's going to be at Kierland. That's a treat to get to go to Kierland.
So I'll tell you one other thing. So
got a book.
We're booking.
Here
comes a book.
So Betty Hicks wrote a cookbook, basically. And now she's not a founder, but she was a pioneer. And we're actually doing one of the recipes from her book, and that will at the tea. So we found some of the cookbooks in along with Marilyn's items and just have been perusing it. And the cookbook is mostly stories about different players and experiences and their photos from it with PGA and LPGA history and just a lot of giggles along the way. But so we grabbed one of the recipes and the chef at the Weston Kierland is going to be cooking up for us.
Folks, I'll be there this coming Sunday and my wonderful wife will shoot some videos with these famous players and people. Debbie and I will be together. She will be taking care of her event. I'll be there as a silent supporter, but we will do some videos with these great people. I'll get them posted. You'll be able to see them on my various digital platforms, all at Match Play TV. Debbie, the auction is going on.
It is going on and it's going great. We have some incredible trips. We've got an experience at Estes Park, Colorado in the summer. And we've got just some incredible trip to Sedona, or excuse me, to Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is beautiful.
Yeah, and a lot of great golf things and other items.
Where
as
do they
well
go? How do they get to the auction?
You can go to golfitforward.org.
Oh, good! I love everything is in one place.
Right
so
on
golfitforward.org. All one word. Yeah. golfitforward.org. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to see you this Sunday and all the happenings at Kierland from 1 to 3:30. The auction is going on right now, folks. Get in there. Get that trip to Santa Fe, one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
And it's the Auberge property, too.
So many things happening. The tournament's going on. The Pearls will be there, the young ladies that got the scholarships. I don't know what else to say other than this is one of the great, great spring events that happens every year. I'm always there. And Debbie, what an unbelievable job you and the team do. Is Corey going to be there with the girls?
Corey will be there with the girls. They'll be handing out pearls for everyone again.
We love that. Corey Matheson, she's another great woman at golf. What she does with these young ladies learning to play the game is nothing short of miraculous. All right, Debbie Wakis, there she is. Debbie, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you. Golfitforward.org.
Thank you, Ray. Nice to see you, Bob.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's real. It's not AI.
Yeah. All right. There she is. Bob, let's you and I finish up the show. We have about a minute or so. What do you make of it all? Isn't it great? You know, there's so much about golf that people rave on and the internet trolls and they're negative and they poo-poo this and they're angry about that and they criticize this. But when you step back and you get above the trees, above the forest, people like Debbie, events like this Marilyn Smith tee and then the big golf tournament and all the people that are putting out, well, tens of thousands of dollars to give these young ladies scholarships. And then you have our winners on the various tours around the world. It's all very positive for me. I choose to keep it positive.
I agree. In the words of Patty Berg, the great Patty Berg, whose clinics were legendary, a couple quotes before we close. Always keep learning. It keeps you young. And the second quote, don't be in such a hurry. That little white ball isn't going to run away from you.
That's very true. I mean, it may try to hide somewhere in the woods, but or the cactus, but we end up finding it or we just keep playing on. Everybody have a great show. Have a great week. This is such a fun week. We're right there coming into another major in our major championship season. I want to thank North Valley Water Solutions. You know, when you look at North Valley Water Solutions, you're looking at one of the great companies in the Anthem area, but they're all over Phoenix. Dave does a fabulous job. Dave Newham, NorthValleyWaterSolutions.com. And then his son, Bobby Boyd, runs the golf cart carrying service, towing, tire repairs, accessories, maintenance, batteries, everything at North Valley Cart Care, part of my Anthem only companies that I'm always happy to advertise for. All Anthem family owned and operated right here. Ziggy's Coffee on the other side of the freeway over by Walmart. And O'Reilly is Ziggy's Coffee. Larry and everybody, my goodness, they're wondering, where are you? Come on over there. Get their coffee, get their drinks. They have so many cool things on their menu at Ziggy's. We love Ziggy's, and they're so, well, there's just so many others. And I want to thank CertaFresh Cigar. CertaFresh Cigar has proprietary packaging in 3,000 golf shops or more around the country. Powered by Boveda, the famous, famous humidification company. And I can't tell you how excited I am that Eric Nelson, who's the owner and operator of CertaFresh Cigar, are together after all these years in yet another 2026, right along with Tour Edge, right along with Tally Tumbler, right along with Squares Golf Shoes. And then I have a new sponsor. They're in Carefree. They're called Seared Living. They say that they are taste elevated. Their passion for cooking and dedication to quality have blended to create a home lifestyle gourmet marketplace. They have got this beautiful store in Carefree in the big post office building right there at Easy Street. Yes, they're at 100 Easy Street. That's where I've got my mail at the post office for the last 30 years. And I walked into this store and I said, my goodness gracious, look at all these unique custom gifts for aspiring chefs to make your home, to make your special event, your dinner party, or just a wonderful dinner for your family. They have the best olive oils, balsamic vinegars, seasoning, sauces, kitchenware, everything to elevate your home kitchen to a culinary haven. SearedLiving.com, SearedLiving.com. And we are going to continue with more great advertising, more great sponsors, more great radio podcast shows, all coming up this Saturday on Great American Golf. Enjoy, everybody. Have a great week. Practice the short game. Wear your sunscreen. Hydrate. Sunscreen, hydrate, short game. Those are my three pieces of advice, and I know you agree. I'm doing the same thing, by the way. Have a great week, folks. Back with you soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.